Today we're joined by Orange County Republican Ed Royce. Mr. Royce, where do you and your colleagues stand on the budget issue?
Well, what we did on the Republican side is to pass a bill out of the House over to the Senate that would cut $61 billion through the remainder of this fiscal year. And of course, Harry Reid is the leader in the Senate. He's not used to actually having a budget. Last year, he didn't pass one, and also has resisted any control over spending. So what we're trying to do is keep the government open, but at the same time ratchet down spending, and that's what we've done for the last few weeks. We've slowly ratcheted down the amount of federal spending by about $10 billion over the last 5 weeks while we continue to negotiate with him.
Now, on the Republican side of this ledger, you've got the Tea Party candidates who are now in Congress. You've got everyday Republicans, and a lot of the Tea Party Republicans are being told by their followers to really push for further cuts. Is it causing any kind of a divide?
Well, I understand that sentiment, because you look at what's happened. The budget deficit is $1.6 trillion, and just 4 years ago, it was only, you know, one-tenth of that. So especially over the last couple of years, under Harry Reid and Speaker Pelosi, it's shot way up. And for the Tea Party movement, they're looking at that, and they're saying, wait, we're borrowing 42 cents on every dollar. How are we going to turn this around? And I think the answer is twofold. One, we've got to continue the negotiations here as we ratchet down spending. But the second part of this is the budget bill, which was announced today, by the chairman of our budget committee, Paul Ryan, which will bring us back on a glide path to a balanced budget, just as we did under John Kasich as budget chairman back in 1996 when we balanced the budget. The Republican budget chairman has a plan to do that, and that is being rolled out today, and I think that we've got a lot of support from everyone who's concerned about the size of this deficit for the plan that he's laid out.
Is it not fair to say there are a lot of middle-class Republicans, though, who these austerity programs, if things are cut back, they're going to be hurt?
Not really true, in my opinion, because what we're really doing is putting these programs on a sustainable basis so that we take care of the working poor. They're not going to face cuts. But so that those who are, let's say, upper class, they're going to maybe pay a little bit more into the program in terms of some of these benefits they get from the federal government. Certainly in terms of corporations, those who have used corporate loopholes, we're going to close those corporate loopholes. But overall, this budget is going to put us on a sustainable course. When you think about what that means for the middle class, if we can get us back to a position of a balanced budget, then we're not saddling the next generation with paying the interest payments on all of that debt, which is already $200 billion. If we do nothing, it'll be $1 trillion in 10 years. So hence the desire here to make the adjustments, you know, in Medicaid and Medicare to make them more efficient and sustainable.
Mr. Royce, I asked Brad Sherman, the Democrat, yesterday when we spoke to him here on the Business Hour for his gut feeling. What's your gut feeling? Are we going to be seeing a shutdown come Friday?
My belief is that we will not. I think we will be able to work out a solution which, for one thing, keeps the troops funded. That's a separate bill that's going to move in the next couple of days through the House. And at the same time, we will continue to ratchet down spending. We might be able to get to that agreement by Friday with the Senate, so that we can put this appropriations bill behind us and get on to the debate over the budget itself. Going forward, I think there's a good chance we're going to do that. If we do not, then I think we're going to extend this debate into next week without shutting down the government.
Republican Congressman Ed Royce from Orange County, thanks for joining us in the KNX Business Hour.
Thank you, Chris.